Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're talking about the new civil rights leader. And, folks, what we're doing is we're pulling the rug from the narrative. And it's interesting to note Colin Kaepernick is one of them. We have Al Sharpton. Folks, Jesse Jackson, the demoralizers of the faith. And it's interesting how they promote their message, isn't it? This is the mainstream media promoting their message. Don't forget that, okay? Now, while I was just talking, I actually gave you the first prerequisites given by Dr. Alveda King concerning her uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., and I read those off. Meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily, all the way from 1 to 10. And in contrast, I'm now highlighting the fact this is the demoralizers of the faith and the new self-made civil rights leaders of the day. And what they're teaching by leaving off their Bibles and their morals as they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach. Now, just to show you what I'm talking about, friends, I just picked up my information source. And as I pulled it up, guess what I see? There's a young woman on there doing a live feed saying Minnesota is on fire. And she said, meanwhile, the government is roasting marshmallows over it, making political mores. That's right. See who's right in there to capitalize? It's their job to enforce the law. It's their job to maintain order. It's their job to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. And what we're seeing, friends, in a lot of ways, we're seeing the government today condemning the righteous and justifying the wicked. And there's no excuse for it. But you do need to understand that this is the opposite. It's inverted. It's backwards. It's justice turned backwards. Isaiah 59. Because the American people have allowed it to go this far. This isn't their purpose to capitalize off crisis or to create crisis. But this is what we see them doing. And it only proves the point as to who the media and folks, who are the heroes in politics? Who do they continuously put up in the face of the people? Donald Trump, who doesn't know the Constitution, who does the opposite of what he says, just like what I'm talking about now. What are they constantly highlighting? What Nancy Pelosi has to say? What Chuck Schumer has to say? I mean, folks, we're supposed to, the standard here is Christ, who fulfilled the law, Romans 3:31. Not fallen, reprobate, useful idiots like those in government today. Look at the state governors, friends. They're about as immoral and corrupt as they can be. And you know, and you better know, that they're extorted men. They're compromised men doing what they're told to do. And they have an allegiance to a new world order. Don't ask me. Just ask Lori Lightfoot. That lizard, friends. Twins to her big brother, dead fish Rahm Emanuel. One's a lizard, one's a fish. Look at them. They're demoralized. And by the way, Lori Lightfoot said that. Forced compliance. Forced compliance. What is the governor in the state of Minnesota doing right now, friends? Capitalizing off this. Bringing in the National Guard? Whoa, really? Are things really that bad? No, we've made them. Oh, I didn't mean to say that, says Timmy. No, they've made it this bad. Folks, justice delayed is injustice. It's gone this far because it took how many days for them to actually arrest the police officer, the rogue police officer that murdered George Floyd? I know that there's people on live chat right now talking about all the inconsistencies going on with it. Yep, I'm paying attention to all that too, but give it a minute. Give it a minute. We do know that they were provocateurs sent in. We know that is a fact. We know that a lot of people are from outside of Minneapolis that are paid protesters. You better know what I'm telling you is true. I'll get to that in just a moment. And I better get to it because I only got one more hour left, right? In contrast, let's go back, in contrast to the new civil rights hero, the oppressed victim of circumstance, Colin Kaepernick, okay? And this applies to anybody that's been indoctrinated in such a fashion, regardless of what color they are. In contrast to what MLK's prerequisites were to participate in the civil rights marches back in the 60s, I want to show you exactly what they are, okay? The self-made civil rights leaders of today, they have left off their Bibles, number one. And if they've left off their Bibles, you better know that they've left off their morals, right? As they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach, but they're glorified by being mocked and reproached by the people. Folks, you got to understand something. You can go ahead and laugh at all the bad guys that you see on TV all day long, but you better know one thing. The joke's on you. The joke's on you, and I don't like to be lied to, and the reason I'm telling you the truth is because, first of all, I know it's going to set you free, because I know the one that does that, John 8:32, but I don't like being lied to, and I don't want you to be lied to neither. But listen to this. In contrast to the original pledge with the modern version, as demonstrated by their actions, this is the modern version of the demoralizers of the faith, the new civil rights enslavers, okay? Meditate on what the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. Meditate on what the media says, yep. Just listen to what they have. Both sides of the unconstitutional aisle, friends, they're both just as bad in so many different ways. Meditate on what the media says, who never makes reference to the law that condemns the crime. Never. Right? They do the opposite. They promote the crime rather than promoting the law that condemns the crime. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws. Oh, who cares about what the law says, man? Let's loot. Let's go break into these stores. How do they do it? They do it through force. Why? Because they're in hopes of an unjust victory. Folks, we're talking about a entitlement generation today that acts in such a fashion. Boy, you talk to people all day long, friends, especially the younger generation. They'll sit there and agree with everything you're saying, the entitlement attitude. But you look at their lifestyles, and what are they doing? They're living on insurance. They're living on welfare. They're living on some sort of state-funded prop to keep them up so they don't have to work. Well, I want to tell you this. You're bringing a curse upon yourself and your country. If you don't work, you don't eat. Okay? 2 Corinthians 3:10. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Thuggery and pride. Don't be sound in speech, which is sound is defined as without error. No, don't be sound in speech, man. Just be irrational. Oh, and folks, I don't know what it is, but it's my lot in life to have these people come after me. And you know what? Come after me. In this I am confident. Psalm 27, just like King David. But it's interesting to know, friends, they're irrational. I mean, trying to rationalize with irrational people is like trying to administer medicine to a dead horse. That's what these people are. They're reprobate. They don't have the spirit to discern right from wrong. Romans 1:24. Isaiah 5:20. Read it when you get a moment. I'm going to finish this up, and we're going to get to my main topic, friends, because it's that important. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're doing it. SS officer Joseph Mengele, the angel of death. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It is absolutely beautiful in the state of Minnesota. Oh, did I say Minnesota? It's absolutely beautiful. It's a little chilly, a little tiny bit. It really is. But you know what? We're not going to complain about, 65 degrees? No, we're just not going to do it. We're going to rejoice and say thank God for that weather because it is absolutely beautiful. I want to say this. I want to give a shout-out to our friends over at Good Talk Radio in Mesa, Arizona, who carry us, Rob Schreibner. We want to thank you for your trust, Rob Schreibner, and Scribner, we just want to tell you thank you again for your trust. Thank you for carrying the show over at Good Talk Radio in Mesa, Arizona. I just wanted to give you a shout-out and, again, tell you thank you for your trust in so many different fronts. We're in it with you guys, okay, just for the record. I want to finish this up, and I know I say that all the time, but my mom used to say, Bradley, you got the gift of gab. It's not the gift of gab, it's the Holy Ghost. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Man, I can just feel that flowing. But I'm constantly feeding on the Word of God too, right? What you put in you is going to come out of you. If my wife was down here right now, she'd be saying, did you have sugar? No, I didn't. I didn't. I just love dispelling the lies. Man, I'm sick of it. People are tired of it. Right? But let's get to this. Meditate on the media and anything but the teaching of Jesus. These are the self-made civil rights leaders of today, and the media helps them along in their unlawful endeavors. Civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. We see this all day long. Some of the ignorance, man, that they spew out is just incredible, right? And I said right before the end of the last segment, these people trying to rationalize with them is like trying to minister medicine to a dead horse. You're just not going to go anywhere with them, right? They're set in their ways, and they want to be, at least momentarily, right, until they figure out they're going to have to bow their knees and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, regardless if they like it or not, period. Play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. I wrote this under Barack Hussein Obama, just for the record. Number 5, sacrifice the needs of others. Steal it. Gain is the goal. Just go ahead, take it. It's yours. That's what they're doing, friends. Number six, send threats to those with whom you disagree. Oh, I get them all the time. I get them all the time. Comes with the territory. I don't fear for me. I fear for them for making the threat. The Lord said that he would bless those that bless me, and he would curse those that curse me. They bring it upon themselves. They're just too ignorant to figure that one out as well. Number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. That's what they're doing. Lie if necessary. They do it all the time. See, they got to prop up their lie. That's why they continuously push their narrative. And let me remind you, they're playing the race card now, friends, because they know that their whole COVID-19 narrative is falling apart. Okay? If it ever had legs of its own, I don't know. I've never seen that, nor have I ever heard it. So you have to prop up the lie. You don't have to prop up the truth. Like Augustine said, the truth is like a lion. Just go ahead and set it free. It'll take care of itself. That's exactly right. Number eight is use fear and force. I'm talking about the new civil rights leaders of the day. Use fear and force. It's exactly how they operate. They want to paralyze people through fear. But I want to tell you, if you're paralyzed out of fear of man, you're under a curse, not a blessing. Read Isaiah 30 and also Jeremiah 17. Number nine, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. That's what they're told. That's what they're told. Again, I was highlighting during the last segment the entitlement attitude, friends. That you owe it to them. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't owe you nothing. Nobody owes you anything. But you have the opportunity, like the rest of us, to do something with what God has given you. Because you're going to give an answer for it on the Day of Judgment. Revelations 21, verse 8, starting there. Number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful administration. It's what we're seeing today as well. But here's the good news, friends. Jesus Christ settled the issue over the black and white issue 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross. He died to save sinners, and it is for us to respond accordingly. Because, as Martin Luther King rightly said, we must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will perish together as fools. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, I want to get over to this one. Send in the brown shirts. You heard the chief of police during the first hour talking about those that are actually looting and setting fires and stealing and rioting. Many of them are not here from Minneapolis. As a matter of fact, he said there was a shift that took place because it started out as peaceful protest. And then all of a sudden it started to get, well, out of hand. It's like someone was, you know, shipped into Minneapolis to stir it up. Oh, of course they are. Hey, folks, you know George Soros. He's got over 200 subversive organizations set up here in America. Hey, I want to say something to you, all of you. Is this how you make America great again? To war criminals that can't go over to Italy or go over to other countries like Bill Gates and the likes of Henry Kissinger and the Bushes and the Rumsfelds and what we're seeing today with George Soros. Isn't it interesting how they're sent into exile? They're barred from entering into foreign countries, but for some reason or another, they can come into America and do what they do. Oh, by the way, George Soros said the great obstacle to the New World Order is America. He has over 200 subversive organizations set up here in America. I want to tell you this. We were at the Minnesota State Fair. This is probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago now. We just set up our booth. And all of a sudden, we knew that there was WCCO, they're a propaganda outlet here in Minnesota too. And before we knew it, I believe it was the second day that we were there at the Minnesota State Fair. And interestingly enough, they were talking about a hate group that was in the Minnesota State Fair. They wanted to ostracize us. They wanted to demonize us. They wanted to polarize us. See, but what they didn't know is they were actually driving people to our booth so we could answer for ourselves. But what we did is we wanted to know where they got that information from. Well, we know it was SPLC. We know that that's a subversive organization as well. We know that Dees Morse, he's a criminal. And we know that he used to actually, back in the 60s, in the 50s, the 50s and the 60s, Dees Morse, he used to actually defend people, namely that were in the KKK, he would defend them against the crimes that were committed against black people. I don't know if you know that or not. But he goes to where the money is. Now he's defending the sodomites. He's trying to advocate for what God condemns. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, the list goes on. And then we found out there's another one, change.org. And we thought, man, WCCO is taking this time to highlight our folks, our one booth at the Minnesota State Fair. Nobody else got the attention that they gave us. See, they meant it as a curse, but God turned it into a blessing. They were talking about that hate group. Hate to them, friends, is when you promote God's love. Okay? Remember King David said in Psalm 109, I was hated for my love. Remember Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me first. See, I understand that love. I really do. John 15, by the way. Remember Jesus said he was hated by the world, and he told his brothers in John 7, he said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against the deeds of the world, that they're evil. That's real love, friends, to testify, to preach repentance before God and put their faith in Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. Now they're trying to make Jesus friendly for the world. No. If he had a shirt, friends, during the time that he was here, it would have said, I came to offend. And really the offense was with his father, because offend, defined in Webster's 1828, is anything that is contrary to God's moral law. So let's put it into perspective. God's offended at your sin. I don't care that you're offended at the gospel. God's offended at you. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, that's the message. I'm saying this for a reason, friends. WCCO highlighted my booth as a hate group, because SPLC said so. And then we found out change.org was a part of that as well. You know what we did? We went up the chain. You know what they do? Just so you understand how this works. The media gave 2 to 3 individuals all the attention that they gave us. And we praise God for it. What did they do? They went and they multiplied emails. And they were all coming. I believe that there was like 30 or 40 of them that moved WCCO to attack my ministry, to bless my ministry. Had they known they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, they blessed my ministry. They drove people to our booth that wanted to know, or just knew all the well who we were, and they knew that the media was lying again. See, we have to have the eyes of the Holy Ghost here, friends. Isaiah 11, read the whole chapter. Friends, did you hear what I said? There was 3 people that multiplied their emails to about 30 to 40. And they tried to make it a lot bigger than what they really were. We found out that there was 3 people that the media jumped on to highlight my ministry. See, they want you to believe that there's more of them than there really is. I'm telling you what, friends, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy 330 million people. Now you know the truth of the matter. Get busy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Despite storms in the forecast, SpaceX launched at exactly 3:22 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon.
Falcon 9, Crew Dragon, go NASA, go SpaceX! Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket had the first launch from the United States with NASA astronauts in nearly a decade, and the first by a private company. Their destination is the International Space Station, a 19-hour flight away. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were there for the launch. After the second stage detached, astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken are now officially on their way to the International Space Station. The astronauts will be aboard the space station from anywhere from 1 to 3 months, and the next launch of a SpaceX flight will be on August 30th. This is USA Radio News. Senator Bob Casey, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, said he's tested positive for coronavirus antibodies after experiencing a fever and some mild flu-like symptoms earlier in the spring, adding that he would be donating plasma to help others fight the virus. The senator said in a statement that after consulting with his doctor, he self-quarantined at his home in Scranton for 2 weeks and did not seek medical care because the symptoms were mild and manageable. The statement comes a day after Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia, said he and his wife, Annie Holton, also recently tested positive for COVID-19. Despite acknowledging there is still substantial spread of COVID-19 in the state, Governor Kim Reynolds continues to push Iowa toward reopening the economy. Bars and distilleries were given the go-ahead to reopen this week, and casinos, amusement parks, and sporting events can all resume on Monday. Reynolds also said businesses are not required to report positive cases if they don't want to. Thanks for spending your time with us. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Whoa, I don't know what's going on here. Just, gee whiz. Sending the brown shirts. Folks, there's so much speculation going on around what's happening in Minneapolis right now. Now they have a police deny any connection to mysterious Minneapolis umbrella man, saboteur, a provocateur, or the brown shirts. There's a lot of this going on. There's pictures found of individuals walking around with masks on, where they have earpieces on, communication devices. That if you remember right, when you listen to the chief of police, when he said that these rioters and these looters that are in Minneapolis, he said it started out peaceful, and he said then there was a shift. Yeah, there's a shift when a certain group of people showed up, and this is what the government does, friends. And they hide behind subversive organizations. And there's a long history of this in the United States of America. I remember talking to Andrew Young. He was the right-hand man of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the Civil Rights Movement. And he had told me, by the way, he's a former mayor of Atlanta. I was up speaking with him for about 3 hours. We spent 3 hours together. And he had told me, he said, Bradley, we used to have these peaceful marches constantly, and he said we always knew when the government was there because they would start to break windows, they would cause riots, they would stir things up because they wanted to deter people from saying it was okay for Martin Luther King Jr. to do the things that he was doing. And this is the history that we know of, you know, in all the harassments that were taking place concerning that time was coming from none other than J. Edgar Hoover. And he had a diabolical hatred of Martin Luther King Jr. This came straight out of the mouth of Andrew Young. So, again, and, if, you know, I know that there's a good portion of you out there that have your heads on straight. I really do. Now, let's get our hearts right, right? Well, Bradley, why'd you say that? Just food for thought. I remember D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, one time was approached by a woman. She was talking about her husband and how he needs to be saved. And she said to him, to D.L. Moody, she said, you know, he really has a good heart. And D.L. Moody, in his spiritual understanding, said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He said, that's the worst part of the man. He's exactly right. And the Bible is right when it says, believe me, and I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about, if you are born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. But for a man to trust in his own heart is a fool, right? We trust in the living God here. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get over to this. Send in the brown shirts. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Again, Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele. Little do people know that the history that we see being repeated here, And by the way, it's the history that repeats itself over and over again. And that's going to continue on until the cycle is broken through education and practice and the people to put an end to it. James 2:14-26. The world history that we have in this country is voluminous. Oh, my goodness. We have more than we need. And it's for us to learn from when it comes to the mistakes of other nations and what it would be considered prudent, wise, and wisdom in the way of caution on our part to learn from. Folks, learn from history. It's the best way to predict the future. Read Jeremiah 6:16. The Lord says, beware of those that are given to change. He said, no, go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Okay? Now, dictators both in the past and in the present use the same methods to their madness. They send in those who will create the problem and then behind them again play the problem solver. It's what you're seeing happening here today, friends. It's what we're seeing here today. It's interesting, in Minneapolis, the protesters, the rioters, the looters, it's interesting that the police, listen carefully, friends, just to show you what I'm talking about here. Did you know that these buildings were on fire and these stores like Target and others were being looted and robbed? Did you know that the police were told to stand down? Why? Why were they told to stand down? I'll get to that in a moment. Just last week, again, we see a man pinned to the ground by a police officer who was choking the life out of him, George Boyd, and until he expired. The police officer, he's now charged with murder, and rightfully so. But where things get interesting is the police chief came out yesterday and sharing that many of these rioters and looters are not from the Twin Cities. And I got to say, of course they're not. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there, folks, that are like historians. They think they know more than the veterans, and they don't. You ever see Band of Brothers? I mean, those guys, whenever you ask them about the war, they would break down. Many of them wouldn't even talk about their experience in war. But then it shifts over to the historian, and the historian just talks about this, that, and the other thing, as if to suggest he was actually the one in the war. He wasn't in the war. The one that doesn't want to talk about the war, he's the veteran. He's got the testimonies that we need to hear. So let me give you one of mine. I can tell you firsthand from what's going on in Minneapolis as to what is happening because I went through it in Michigan. I actually showed up in Michigan to do an event, and it's interesting how there was only a few people that knew I was coming to town, but all of a sudden the media, it was like when we do high school assemblies all over the country, friends. We didn't say anything to the media, but before we knew it, the media would show up at our high school assembly programs. Could it be tracking us? Of course they were. Folks, they're scared to death of anybody that stands up against their tyrannies and their allegiance to a new system of government. They're scared to death of you. They're scared to death that you're going to figure them out. Okay? See, because today, in parallel to what I'm talking about, when we do high school assemblies, we're there to educate. We're not there to indoctrinate. Well, they'll give you a pass if you're indoctrinating, but if you actually educate them, you're a problem. They want to make you out to be an enemy of the state, and that's what they've been doing for years with my ministry. Okay? But I did an event in Michigan, and before I knew it, when I got to Michigan, did you know, they had me in all the papers. And when I got to Michigan, I was going to speak in a school. And when I got to that school, it was interesting to note that all the fences were pulled down. How did they know I was coming? All the fences were pulled down. See, they had to set the stage. They had to put up their props. We came around the school. All the fences were pulled down. We pulled into the parking lot, and we looked to the left, and there were all the media outlets, their vans and their satellites positioned so they could broadcast my message that night. How did they know I was going to be there? As I walked inside of the building in Michigan in that high school assembly that I was going to do that evening, we were speaking to the communities and to the churches that were giving way to the sodomites of the day. What was interesting to notice, there was about 20 sheriffs inside of that building, and I remember one of the guys that oversaw the care of the building during the event while we were there, I asked him the question. I said, what are all these sheriffs doing here? He said, well, they're basically here to protect you. I said, wait a second. The media's talking about how I'm the bully and them people out there are the victims. I said, you people contradict yourself at every given turn, don't you? I said, let's tell the people that. You have 20 sheriffs here protecting me from them, but the media's out there giving the message to the people that I'm the bully and they're the victims. You see how this works? Folks, as he said that to me, I looked outside beyond the vans and their satellites as they were setting the stage and putting up all the props so they can bring the circus to the American people. You know what I seen? I seen a couple big tour buses dumping off protesters on cue. They were bought and paid for. America, will you get what I'm telling you? They're bought and paid for. They're bought and they're paid for, America. How long are you going to put up with this? This is not lawful activity. They get off the bus, they got all their signs talking about how I'm a hater and I'm a bigot, this, that, and the other thing. But yet again, remember, Americans, the police were in there to protect me from them. But that was the message that they didn't want you to know. And by the way, during my program, I want you to hear this. Guess what? During my program, the police stood down while the young people that were set right in the front, which was probably about between 1 and 300 people that were bussed in, by the way, they were there trying to jam our message. That means they were trying to shout us down. Well, the good thing is I had a screen and I had speakers talking over the top of them, and I started to preach and chastise and correct and instruct their parents as to what I was dealing with in the front. That's where I went. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. I remember one time, I believe it was Plato that was walking down the street, and there was a young man on the street, and he was just playing, and he was incordial. He was a little rebel. He was a troublemaker. He was a pest of the town. And what he did is he grabbed that young man, and he brought him into the house. And as he brought him into the house, Plato looked at the parent as the parent began to chastise the young little rebel and said, it's you that needs to be chastised. That's exactly right. Wisdom is justified by her children, Luke 7:35. Look at the young people today. They're accused of what they've been taught to do as they've been raised up in this country. How does that work? It doesn't work. But I had the opportunity to go to the parents, and it's exactly what I did. Right over the top of those that were trying to jam my message. Did you know that the entire time that those young people, those paid protesters were inside of my event, did you know that the police were standing down? I told the guy that brought me in, I said, I want to tell you something right now. You can go to the AG's office and find out. You're going to go up the ladder, and you're going to find out someone told the police to stand down. And sure enough, the AG's, they told them to stand down. See, what was interesting is those that were attempting to jam our message, they were violating the law. And the police weren't there to enforce it. Because what the police don't know, they're supposed to be divine interposers. They're supposed to divinely intervene and be the magistrates that God's called them to be, even if they have to stand up against unconstitutional edicts coming from the higher authorities. But they were told to stand down, but the police were playing the useful idiots as well to their own demise and to the demise of their own children by taking unlawful orders from an attorney general, and then we found out later it was a lieutenant general that was actually giving the orders. Hey, folks, when you stand for the truth, look at the attention of the people that you get. Why? Because they're scared to death that you're going to figure out they're responsible for creating the problems. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Listen, folks, I just got to take a moment in obeying the Holy Ghost here. There's a new guy on live chat. His name is Catman. And I see you on there, brother, and I just want to tell you something first and foremost, and we can have this conversation a little bit later on. But you have an anointing on your life. Isaiah 10:27. You have a call of God in your life, brother. You're probably the first guy I've actually had the opportunity in doing this with you, but there's an anointing all over me concerning you, Catman, and I want you to know that, okay? There's a reason you're here. You're drawn here for such a time as this, and you need to feed on the Word, and the Lord's going to bring you through some things, and he's going to break you down until a man becomes nothing. God can create nothing out of him. But what's going to happen here is the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51:17. That is the beginning of a work that the Lord is going to do in you. And also understand this, that which the Lord has begun, he will also finish until the day of Jesus Christ. What he starts, let him finish. Okay? So you're going into school. And it's been just incrementally, and I'm looking at you right now, brother, incrementally, the Lord has been pulling you in to a tighter place. That truth that you're hearing and you're drawn to, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, the Bible says that you're going to be filled. Okay, so keep your mouth, this is a parable, on the bottle. Because you're going to be filled little by little by little by little, but it's going to be coming through a breaking process and a building process. Ministry Catman is bittersweet. Don't forget what I'm telling you right now. It's bittersweet. You're going to be breaking. Stick to the right, not the wrong. Okay?
depart from sin by uniting with Christ. Stick to the Word. He knows better. We don't, okay? But the fact of the matter is He's going to break you down and He's going to build you up. He's going to break you down and He's going to build you up. He's going to break you down and He's going to build you up. Read Romans 6:1, and if you want to talk, you know where to get a hold of me, okay? This is for you, Catman. Just wanted to point you out because the Holy Ghost is all over you, my friend. And welcome to live chat, by the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to check us out online. And folks, I have to finish this segment up. I was just talking about some of the things that I was going through in Michigan some time back and the games that they were being played out. And folks, what was going on was the lieutenant general of that state in Michigan, when I went there to do that event, was giving them the stand down orders when I got there. They were trying to use me as their little pawn, but what they didn't realize is we were bringing a lawsuit to that city concerning the sodomites that were trying to overthrow the churches. And the reason I had to go in is because the churches there were giving way to the threats by one sodomite that was unlawfully trying to throw his agenda on the churches. And throughout the time that I was there, friends, it was nothing but a dog and pony show. It was all contrived. It was all fabricated. It was all fake. They wanted to make me out to be the devil when they were the ones playing the devil's advocate, as they were the ones playing the accuser of the brethren. Read Revelations 12, 9 through 11 when you get a moment. This is what the accuser of the brethren does. He accuses you of what he's guilty of. Okay? But now taking this to what's going on here in Minneapolis. Folks, there's no question about it. They sent in the brown shirts. These are paid provocateurs. I know people think that the brown shirts were a thing of the past, but I got to tell you, the brown shirts have been here for a long time in America. Oftentimes when we see things that are happening out there, and you ask yourself, who in their right mind would do something like that? That's a good question. But I can tell you, people that don't think like me and you, that get paid to destroy, well, you're hoping that they magnify, and they come in the guise as an angel of light. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15, that Satan transforms his ministers as the angels of light. You know, let me take it here because I know this is feeding somebody. I remember just talking to my son the other day. I said, don't you ever trust anybody that smiles to you. They look at you with a big smile on their face. I said, don't ever trust those people. I said, faithful are the wounds of a friend. I said, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I said, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss. I said, trust people that can tell you hard things. I said, son, trust people that can tell you hard things because the Lord does it to me all day long. And I'm glad that he does because he's the one that's in charge. He's the one that's right. I'm not. He is. And if you think that coming to the cross, the first prerequisite given unto us by Jesus Christ, and to study and to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, if you think that this is just some part-time job, you better think again. You better think again. The greatest men that God has are the weakest. Because he shows himself strong in our weakness. Did you hear what I just said? The greatest men that God has on this planet are the weakest of men because they're great in his strength. They trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding. You think that's easy business? I mean, folks, we're raised up in a system to trust ourselves, to trust what we can do. No. The Lord teaches us just the exact opposite. And that's a hard place to be. Trust in his strength, not your own. For the sake of it being the last segment, let's kick this thing down. Folks, what's happening in Minneapolis, you know that there's paid provocateurs. You know what you're seeing all across the country right now? They're paid provocateurs to create more chaos so they can bring in a strong new order. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. You hear it all the time, but guess what? You're watching it in real time right now across America. Shut down the media, shut down corrupt politicians, and you'll have a righteous nation. Oh, that sounds good. The Lord said that he's known by the judgments that he executes. Again, he's just looking for the church to stand up
and to keep his commandments out of love and gratitude towards his son, Jesus Christ. That's why we do it. Psalm 94:16 asks, the Lord asks, where are those that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity? Friends, those that are creating a continual warfare against we the people in this country are coming from corrupt representatives and the corrupt media. That's where this is all coming from. And bureaucracies. It's time to clean house. Judgment begins in the house of God. Hey, folks, I'm the first one to tell you all of what I just said needs to start first in the church. We have too many hirelings and whores in the pulpit, and I'm sick and tired of them. Just over the last couple weeks, friends, what have we seen? We've seen the world preaching their gospel, and where's the professed church? They're hiding under Donald Trump. And their unconstitutional edicts concerning the governors across the United States, save nine governors that didn't fall for what's going on concerning this narrative that's falling apart called COVID-19. Notice how they're lightening everything up? Yeah, because they just got done robbing your coffers. How many times through a coronavirus relief bill? Are you kidding me, America? Did you not see this sleight of hand? Whoa. I can tell you firsthand, folks, I can see this stuff going on a mile away. And you know what? How many times has the media been caught with the smoking gun in hand and the American people leave off justice? But if that was you or if it was me, we'd have been thrown in jail. We'd have been fined to no end. Folks, you deserve what you've got coming. You know, I just had someone say to me, you know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. That is not true. It's not true at all. I have a lot of respect for Edmund Burke, guys, but that is not true. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. So to suggest that evil prevails because good men do nothing, that is just not true. That's an oxymoron. Evil prevails because wicked men do nothing. Don't call yourself good when you sit there and watch evil prevail. You're none of God's. You belong more to the devil than you do to the living God, regardless of what you want to deceive yourself into believing. Evil prevails because wicked men do nothing. Folks, what's going on in Minneapolis here? We're going to have more for you on Monday. But there's, again, a lot going on around this. And I'm not going to add to or take away until more things come to the light, until we get more information that we need. But it's going to come as to no surprise to find out. We already know that there's paid provocateurs. We already know this. We've already seen pictures. We've already seen how this shift took place concerning what the chief of police said there in Minneapolis. By the way, I think he's doing a really good job, this chief of police in Minneapolis. And for the mayor, is subversive he is. I got to stand with him on this one because he's done a good job in calling for the arrest of this rogue cop that murdered George Floyd. So I'm saying a lot in the last 2 hours, but I'm saying the same thing. And to let the Holy Ghost dovetail this whole thing, I want you to remember this one thing. Evil prevails because wicked men do nothing. Don't deceive yourself into believing that you're a good person by allowing wickedness to prevail in any sense of the word. We love you by what we do. We really, truly do. And that's why we're giving you the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution to bring about the resolve that you all claim that you want. 1-866-233-0747. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in one day in 23 hours. See ya.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.